Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's coming in now. It's coming in.
You got your trap?
You got your trap?
Amen, amen. Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Once again, this is Thursday, Thirst for Truth, and I am your host, Elder QT Docs. And as I come to you today, we're going to cry out to the Lord for help, to help among our people, among his people. Help with our spirit. To soothe our spirit. And we know the promises that he made, that God made to us. We must acknowledge it and give it back to him. He has not forgotten them. And he will not show himself. He will show himself faithful. He will not disappoint you. We must look to him. We must cry out to him. We must cry out to him day and night. We must know that the cries are not in vain. We must know that our groans are not in vain. God hears you. God hears me. God knows his promises to you, to me. And God will prove himself faithful to you. Our Heavenly Father, as I go on and you give me the words to say, I pray that the reality of it all sink deeply into the hearts of the people that's listening right now, the people who are walking through challenges, trials, struggles, valley, walking through hurt and pain. and walk into the unknown. Their cries amidst their groans all day long. In some circumstances, in some instances, they're crying all day long. God, they're crying out for help. They're crying out for peace. They're crying out for joy. I'm crying out for joy. I'm crying out for peace. I'm crying out for wisdom. They're crying out for strength, and I am crying out for strength. We can't go on without you. We cry because our answer is in your promises. God, I just pray for everyone that they may know that your ears is attentive to them, that you never turn a deaf ear to anyone, and you never forget your promises. God, you show yourself faithful to your promise all the time, each and every day, every second, every hour. I just think about the people that around the world, amen, they can't go on. We can't go on. God, we hear their cries and answer it. And we know that you answered according to your promise. Amen. The others who listen to you, dear Father. Amen. We need you. We need you right now. We need you each and every day. I'm begging you, Father God, to please, please, please help us. Please show yourself strong on our behalf. I pray, dear Lord, that when any one of us find ourselves in the middle of suffering, pain, hurt, trial, struggles, may we cry out to you and know we have an ear in the heaven who hear us and an advocate in heaven who acts according to our promise, according to your promise to us. We pray as the one who hear us, dear Lord, and the one who help us. We know that it's all you, in Jesus' name. And it's as we move forward with this Thursday thirst for truth, you know, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, I think it was chapter 3 or 4, Solomon said that there is a time to weep and there is a time to laugh. There is a time to mourn and there is a time to dance. What time is it for you today? What time is it for you? Amen. What time is it? We need to cry out. There's always going to be that time where we have to cry out. And when we do, the Lord hears us right there because his promises is to us. In Exodus 5 and 6, God spoke to Moses about the Israelites. Hours of breakthrough. And we know that, you know, that God heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptian kept in bondage. Amen. God remembered the covenant that he gave. Therefore, you know, they say that the children of Israel, God said, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from all the burden of Egypt. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched hand and with great judgment. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. The Lord said that he brought up 3 points. He said, I will bring you out. He said, I will rescue you. He said, I will redeem you. It doesn't matter what you're going through. When the Lord has spoken, he will watch over his word and bring it to pass. Oh, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Do you hear me? It doesn't matter what you're going through. He will bring you out. It doesn't matter if you're trapped. He will rescue you. It doesn't matter what you have done. He will redeem you. It doesn't matter what you're going through. When the Lord has spoken, my brothers and sisters in Christ, hey, he will bring it to pass. You can be reassured on that. You can take it all the way to the bank. He will bring it to pass. My beloved, every victory, every breakthrough in life begins with a word from the Lord. When God speaks, power is released. But his words never return to him void. So you know what kind of father you have. He's there. He's watching. He's the overseer of our souls. As we can see that with Moses, God's message is not oblivious to any situation. He has seen your tears. He has heard your cry. And God is feeling your pain. He's feeling my pain right now. And I know he is. I am convinced that God has ordained a season of breakthrough for all of us. Why? Because he's God. Just as he did with Moses, he remembered the covenant that he made. God will remember the promises that he made to you also, to me. But we have a role to play as well in this game. Just as God has remembered his covenant, you must, we must, I must remember and claim his covenant promise for our lives. God promised here that he will bring you out. He will rescue you no matter what kind of situation you are going through. Amen. Tell me, what kind of God do we have? He's an awesome God. I know in Exodus 14 and 10, remember Pharaoh? As Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they became very frightened. So the son of Israel cried out to the Lord. How many times have we become frightened in certain situations? How many times have we fallen down and just too afraid to get up? How many times? And what do? We cry out. And the Lord is there. He's there for the Israelites. And he will be there for us also. Amen. In 1 Chronicles 5:20 it says, they were helped against them. And the Hittites and all who were with them were given into their hands. For they cry out to God in the battle. He answered their prayers because they trusted him. They trusted in him. That's what we must do. We must trust him. As we go through our trials and tribulation, as we go through our pains and hurt, as we go through tragedies, we must trust in him all the way, not part the way, all the way. In 2 Chronicles 13:14, we know when Judah turned around, and behold, they were attacked both front and rear. And what did they do? They cried to the Lord, and the priest blew the trumpet. when we are attacked by the enemies, front and rear, forwards and backwards, around and around, we must take time to cry out. Cry out to the Lord. For he is our fortress. He is there. Because we know that no matter what we do, no matter what trials we're going through, no matter what hurt we're going through, no matter what pain we are feeling, no matter if we just can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we know that joy is coming in the morning. We know that joy is around the corner, because that is God's promise. That promises. That is his word. That is his promise. God said, I will redeem you. Not only will he bring you out and rescue you, but he also will redeem you from all the plans of the enemy, all the fiery darts that the enemies are throwing at you. He will redeem you. See, God has a good plan for our life. And the Bible promises, tells us that. You know, it says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Those are God's word. Those are his promise to us. So no matter what we're going through, let us weep. Let us cry out to him. You know, perhaps your trial have lasted a long time. Like with the woman with the issue of blood, the man that was sitting by the pool of Bethesda. You know, you got 12 years or so in 30-some years with the other. Your trials and your tribulation might last a long time. But the children of Israel has been under bondage of the Egyptians for hundreds of years. But the Bible says that God heard their cry and arose to deliver them from what? From their captivity. So we might be upset because we've been going through something for a couple of years, a couple of months, you know, maybe 5 years or 10 years. But you have to know that you look at the children of Israel, they've been in bondage for hundreds of years. But God answered their cry. You know, you say, I was in prison for 50 years for a crime I did not do. Then God released you. God released you because you held on. You held on to your faith. You held on to your conviction. You held on. He hears our cry. He hears our cry. He's hearing my cry as I march through the streets. As I pray, as I cry, I know he hears it. However, in the same way, the Lord fulfilled the word to the Israelites. If he fulfilled the words to the Israelites, he's going to fulfill his word to you. He will fulfill his word to you. Every promise he has given you, I declare and decree that it will come to pass, because he is a faithful, he is a loving, he is a just God. The word of the Lord over you will not fail. Amen? It will not fail. I believe this. I believe this is the year of breakthrough, and this is your season of miracle. And as I tell myself, deeply tells myself, don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on to the promises of God. Keep crying out. Keep crying out. Don't let your pride stand in the way. Just keep crying out. It doesn't matter how dark the night has been. After the dark hours of the night, there comes the dawning of a day. God is declaring a new day and a new season in our lives. Embrace it today. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Our God is an awesome God. We must embrace it. We must know that our God is there for us. Amen. We must know this. We must not be afraid to cry. We must continue to cry. We must continue to march. We must continue in the streets. Cry out to God so he can hear us. Amen. Amen. I see somebody marching. I see someone crying for help. I see someone dying. I see someone dying in the street. I see someone praying. They're praying. They're praying for salvation. They're praying for peace. They're praying for understanding. They're praying for wisdom. They're praying for knowledge. They're praying for unity. Amen. I see this. I see someone crying. Do you see them? Do you hear them? Do you hear them? I literally hear them. I hear them crying. I hear them crying out for help. I hear them begging. I hear them begging for help. I hear them crying out. And I also hear God hearing their cry. I hear God grabbing them and holding them and lifting them up. I hear them crying in the street. I hear my own soul. I hear my own spirit. I hear it. I hear my own kin crying. I hear them crying. I hear my mother. I hear my father. I hear my sisters, my brothers. I hear my son. I hear them crying. They're crying for joy. They're crying. I hear them. They're crying in the street. They're marching in heaven. I hear them. I hear them praying for me. I hear them praying for us. I hear them. Just want to thank everybody for just tuning in and just giving me that strength and that, what I need. I just thank everyone to all my listening audience. And I pray that God just continue to cover each and every one of you and his countenance shine upon you. And to let you know that your pain, your hurt, your trials and tribulation it's only for a season. It's only for the night. You're gonna wake up. You might wake up a month from now, a year from now, but it's gonna be joy. It's gonna be over. It's gonna be over. Look at Job. It was over for him. He lost everything. Amen. So I pray God continue to give you a word this week for you to move forward with your life and for you to be a joy and be a blessing to someone. Love those that despitefully use you. And just continue to ask God to give you that strength you need to kick the enemy in the head and keep on keeping on. And so I just want to thank each and every one of you once again. May God bless and keep you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once you begin to praise the Lord, you can tap into the things of the kingdom, the things of God, and we just thank you, Elder, for just pressing in to God even the more, for pressing in in spite of the situation, in spite of what God is doing, hallelujah, because God is doing some things. This is war. This is war.
got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
Praise on it, no matter what the enemy thinks. This is war.
You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. You say you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't.
Serve notice on the enemy. Don't you see those angels with giant swords of fire?
Here's what you gotta say. This means war. Whenever the enemy is attacking in your life, you gotta say,
this means war.
You can't be breaking down and falling out.
This means war.
You're gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word.
This means war.
You're gonna break out the praise.
This means war.
clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Amen. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We want to thank Elder for pushing Pastor Mark. We want to thank all of our listening audience as you continue to know that you are in a war. Don't turn back. Keep pushing. Keep praising. Keep walking in purpose. God has an overflow of increase for you. We want to encourage you to triumph over the enemy. By keep doing the work of ministry, keep serving the King of Kings. Forget about yourself, hallelujah, and think about the kingdom of God. Amen. For we are the kingdom, and the end result is we'll be with the King. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We just want to bless everyone. We want to thank you, Elder and I. We send our love and condolences to those that have had loss in their families. We ask you to continue to keep us lifted up in prayer as we pray for you and watch what God is going to do. He's going to do something. He's up to something. He's always up to something. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank you. We'll be here on Mother's Day on Sunday. Hallelujah. 12:30. We'll be here. And we want to encourage you. If you are a mother, and even some fathers as mothers, we want to say happy Mother's Father's Day to you. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers as you're struggling with your children. Let you know that God is with you. He's more than the whole entire world against you. Keep on pushing. Keep on pressing. Amen. We say to you today that there's a salute in heaven as you keep standing. The angels are saluting you. Tell that flesh to die and cause the spirit man to live. Amen, amen, amen. God bless everyone. We love you and we encourage you to keep standing. See you next week, same time, same place. We'll be here to serve God's people. God bless everyone.
I got joy in my soul.
It's a wrap. Have a good evening.